First time since the last time they won the Super Bowl, they win a regular season game without a touchdown. Maybe that's an omen or a sign of things to come. That was the 11-10 game against the Chargers at Heinz Field from that 08 season. And now they do it against
Didn't they win
Atlanta.
Against Kansas City without a touchdown?
Playoff game.
Is the- oh, regular season
yes.
game.
Mm-hmm. And Boswell had six field goals in that game, and he had six in this one, and that was the Steelers' last playoff win. So again, maybe.
Symmetry.
A harbinger of things to
Brian
come.
Brian McFadden.
Looking at the signs.
Already reading tea leaves.
We will go over all the ways we felt about this game and what happened in the game and what it means moving forward. I do want to start by saying this. I think Justin Fields played better than the final numbers indicate. And I think it's because if you look at the league-wide performance of quarterbacks, I think all things considered, he did pretty good. I know it's a lot like the Matt Canada post-Ben Roethlisberger era Steelers offense, which is not score a lot of points, never found the end zone. I understand that. But overall, I thought he played. The fumbles at the beginning of the game weren't good, and then that fourth down mishap, which I actually put more on coaching than I do player execution. I thought the guy played a solid game. And I think the strategy all along was to just have the quarterback play a solid game. If that was Russell Wilson in there, I think it would have looked a little different because he's not the runner that Fields is. But I think their philosophy on the game would have been the same exact thing. Let the defense carry us to victory and hope like hell that the quarterback doesn't screw it up. And once they figure it out, he probably shouldn't be taking snaps under center because for some odd reason he sucks at it. I thought overall the guy played pretty good. There were key plays. They get down 3-0, Chris. The opening drive, he has a scramble on a third down that kept the drive going. 3rd and 7, they kick a field goal, they tie the game. Second drive, 3rd and 12 to Pickens. It's a big time play. They end up getting points there. If they don't convert that, they end up punting. I think the play before the end of the first half, Tomlin was ready to go into that half. I'm 100% feel good in saying this. I think he was fine with 10-6. I think he felt good down only 4 points. And they let the clock run after the Austin catch. And Fields did something that I think in that situation only Fields does. Russell Wilson doesn't roll all the way left and then throw a line drive across his body to Pickens, who was wide open. He did a very good job on that route, to put them in field goal range. So, Chris, he threw the ball how many times? 21 times?
23
the number?
Times.
23
17
times?
Of 23.
I didn't think a single one of them was, oh my God, he wants that one back that should have been an interception. And the guy that's making $100 million for the other team threw a bunch of those balls
so if you were,
in the game.
If you were saying 3 words about this, about Justin Fields, you might say, you like that. Aggressively. At a
you game. Like that? Yeah.
I'm already geared to look more big picture with these games and try to extrapolate greater meaning, which probably pisses people off right off the bat here. I am whelmed. I was exactly whelmed. I was not underwhelmed. I was not overwhelmed by Justin Fields. I was whelmed, Pony. He gave what I thought was a Kenny Pickett plus performance in terms of the game plan they ran, in terms of his execution of it. And then the plus part of that, maybe even plus is Kenny was a scrambler and occasionally could scramble away, although I think his instincts betrayed him and he looked slower than he actually was because of that. Fields is a tank that also runs very fast.
Did you hear the Tomlin quote on him during the game? They talked to him in the pregame meeting and he said, I know this is going to sound crazy, but in the open field, Justin Fields reminds me of Derrick Henry.
That's what he told them. But his long touchdowns, I've told you many times when we've discussed him since they got him.
He's not quick. He's more of a...
He's a straight line burner, but when he gets space, he runs away from people.
He does.
He's actually faster, I would imagine, in a straight line than Lamar, who's more of
right.
a pure wiggle guy and a make-you-miss guy. He is frightening to watch when he gets some space to move. Listen, his running is the reason that they were in some of these good situations. You pointed out the 3rd and 7. And he, to his credit, by the way, this is also the kind of guy he is. At 6'5", or 6'3", 225, 230, he's diving forward. He's not looking to avoid contact. He's willing to take people on, which could get dangerous.
Kind of like Cam Newton.
A little bit. And we know that Cam got beat the hell up a lot. And he had 14 overall carries, 6 of them by design. Like, that's too many in the overall category. I will agree with you in that he put the ball at risk 0 times through the air.
Yep.
At real risk of being intercepted. Now, he put Piggy on the ground twice in other forms and got away with it both times, so I'm not crazy about that.
But he got that sorted out, or they just went away from it.
He eventually got it sorted out, but again, it's something, it's a data point for me. I thought the Pickens throw that got overturned was a very good throw and a very good route, and it's like a sign of things to come. I echo your statements about the throw by at the end of the half, and it put points on the board for them. It was a big play.
If but, that ticky-tack OPI doesn't get called,
it's maybe a different looking game. There's a couple plays.
They score on every drive in the first half if that happens.
Probably, yes. So they would have had 12 points instead of 9 because clearly they can't score touchdowns. I do have to evaluate him not only through the prism of how did he play in this game, but do I believe that there are bigger and better things to come? And right now, I answer that second one with not really. Because I think for as long as Mike Tomlin has a healthy defense, they're going to want to run games this way.
I know, but I think they put shackles on both guys is my point. I don't think Russell Wilson's immune from that because the whole selling point on him is he doesn't turn the ball over, which is the most attractive trait.
Do you even need to put shackles on a guy who doesn't want to turn the ball over like Russ? I mean, we've heard that he to a fault almost will take sacks. They wanted to be, when they hired Arthur Smith, I said and you said and a lot of people said, they just want to be the Tennessee Titans. And most of us said that can actually work if you stay pretty healthy and you do that to the best of your ability, but it usually has a ceiling. And so I already just came out of this game saying, A, got to give them credit, had them losing this game and losing by 2 scores, I was wrong. But B, how long do you get away with this? How many years now have they opened up as a road underdog and won? Three out of the last 4. And did any of those seasons really end anywhere near the way people want them to?
I think you're right about that, that they're not going to win playoff games playing this way week in and week out. But it was, I think, an appropriate game plan for this game. And it just stinks that it's, you know, in a way it's the same monotonous script that we got tired of and had us freaking out on Canada and Tomlin. But I think it was the right tact for this game. Kirk Cousins, they flashed a graphic. I didn't know this. He's the first quarterback to start the year after an Achilles injury. And he looked every bit of that. In the second half, he was shook. He knew the pass rush was coming, and he also knew he was a sitting duck back there who couldn't escape it. So he was making poor decisions because of it. They knew that they could beat them that way with their defense, doing most of the heavy lifting. So I'm fine in week one. When I see Cincinnati lose at home to New England, and I'm looking at the stat lines for these quarterbacks, and outside of like Baker Mayfield and Tua, I'm seeing no big 250-yard, 3-touchdown games like anywhere in the league. I've got to give the quarterback credit, and by extension, more importantly, I guess the head coach credit, for the game plan for that game. I know they didn't score a touchdown, but they moved the ball. They controlled possession. They were 8 of 17 on third down.
Did you see Fields do anything as a passer that made you think he had made any progress from what we heard he was going to be, though? I didn't. The ball to Pickens on 3rd and 12 early was a very good ball.
I don't think they wanted him to be in position to do that, Chris. Okay, it was not an audition for that.
Fine. Then my question for you is a bigger picture one. When are they going to want him, or even Wilson, if Wilson gets his job back, to be in position for that? When do they want to see what these guys can do in Arthur Smith's offense?
Good question.
But do you understand? Like, I'm not trying to be a wet blanket. When they win a game I thought they were going to lose in my calculations of what their record was going to be, now I guess I technically have to flip it to 9-8 because I had 8-9 and I had this game as an L. I don't want to be negative today. I don't want to come on the air and be a wet blanket because it's much better that they won than they lost. But I've seen this movie before in Cincinnati with Mitch Trubisky and in Buffalo with late stage Ben Roethlisberger. And neither time did that season end in a way that said, oh, man, and they built on that great first opening win with a season delivered.
But I would say go back and look at those games and look at the Steelers' offensive performance in the first half against the Bills where it was all punts and they couldn't move the ball at all. And look at the Cincinnati game and outside of like that ridiculous throw that Trubisky just lobbed up there when he was under pressure, they didn't really move the ball effectively in that game either. It was all defensive forcing turnovers and special teams plays and that stuff in those two wins. It was like totally defense.
I thought it was a little more disjointed in this game, even though they did move the ball and convert
about
50%.
Well, it was on the first drive.
But I thought even like later, you have Warren going the wrong way and you have Van Jefferson getting called for a false start in the same play. And you just have some of these plays that don't look crisp at all.
Well, I mean, did the Ravens look crisp on their opening drive? The offensive tackle lined up in the wrong spot like 9 times in a row.
See, I'm with you. I'm with you that the AFC North misery loves company for the state of Ohio. But I know the Ravens are 0-1. I don't lump their game in whatsoever with the other two teams.
Okay, because they played a much better team.
They went down to the last play with the defending champs.
Fair enough, but your point is the crispness. There were very few offenses in week one that looked like they were a well-oiled machine.
You know what, though? That's like me saying to my dad, you know, I got a 78 on this test, Dad, but the highest score in the class was 84. And he'd still say, you know what? I expect more than a 78
from
you.
I think everybody in the NFL is... We're grading week one on a curve now.
Does Joe Burrow, though, because of what he has traditionally done in his career when healthy, not deserve more benefit of the doubt, to be fair, than Justin Fields?
Of course he does.
That's why I'm not going to take too much pleasure in other teams playing poorly and apply that to the Steelers and say, all right, I'm lowering the standard because everybody else around the league stunk at quarterback. Because I've seen other guys with longer track records look much better. I have reason to believe they will look better.
Fair enough, but I'm judging and critiquing Justin Fields for how he played in this game, and I thought he did a very solid job. His passer rating was 91.9. Kenny Pickett started 24 games for the Steelers. Three times he played better than that by the number. The Raiders game, the Rams game, and then the first game without Canada against the Bengals. That's it. So in that respect, the quarterback performance, even though it didn't yield a ton of points, it was better than anything we've seen for the last 2 years, short of what Rudolph did in those two games against the Bengals and the Seahawks.
We might be seeing him sooner rather than